We cannot change our past. We cannot change the inevitable. The only thing we can do is play on the one thing we have, and that is what? Our attitude. I am convinced, Charles said, that life is 10% what happens to me and 90% how I react to it. And so it is with you. You are the only person in control of your attitude. Isn't that powerful? Man! When I read that for the first time, I was like, Eric, wake up and smell the coffee. That is powerful. Attitude will make or break a company, a church, or a home. So my friend, praise the Lord, even if the Pharisees in your life tell you to be quiet. Amen? Amen. You see, it was a day of cheers that day, but we can't forget it was also a day of tears. As the Jesus parade, I like to call it, approached the city amid the shouts of praise and hosanna, there was an eerie sound of an agonizing wail of a broken heart. You see, Jesus, now I overread this, and this really surprised me when my eye caught this. It's funny how God works with Scripture. Jesus was weeping at his own parade. Anybody ever read that before? Jesus was weeping at his own parade. At the funeral of his friend Lazarus, Jesus wept. Now look at this. The Greek word, and if you speak Greek, I'll apologize ahead of time. The Greek word for what they said at Lazarus' funeral was dakruo. It's a silent weeping. Kind of like what I think of is like when a tear runs down your cheek. That silent weeping. But the word used here in Luke 19 is kleio, a loud weeping or wailing. You ever catch that before? Here Jesus is riding in on this donkey with everybody praising Jesus, praise Jesus, laying their cloaks down in the palm branches, waving, and Jesus is wailing. Had anybody ever caught that before? I hadn't. Well, why? Why would Jesus be doing this? Well, as we look at Scripture, I kind of think Jesus wept because of a superficial belief. Think about those two gentlemen, remember, in the movie clip? They come up and they meet Judas. Do you know who we are? Just wanted to let you know that there's an army at the outskirts of the city. We're just waiting. We're just waiting for Jesus, your rabbi, to give the word, and we'll attack this city. Let us know. Praise Jesus! Praise Jesus! Did you catch that? Superficial belief. You see, he realized the cheering crowd was filled with people who were caught up in the excitement, but they were truly not recognizing him as the Messiah. Before the end of the week, you see, the cheers on that day are going to become boos by some of the same people. You see, these people were looking for a liberator. They wanted to make their lives easier, to get out from underneath this Roman Empire. Jesus, you see, invaded their religious comfort zones, and that upset them. Now let me ask you, what happens when our religious comfort zones get upset? I know the preacher hears about it. I think I might have heard the secretary laughing too. Yep. We aren't afraid to lift it up when our religious comfort zones get pushed on a little bit, are we?